I'm sitting here looking at a picture in one of the papers of a wee dog. It says, wanted, a family to care for a little dog whose former owner used to stub cigarettes out on the dog's head. Oh, how disgusting. Victoria Leonard writing in the Belfast Telegraph. It's a lovely wee dog. And, you know, he's in the Mid-Antrim Animal Sanctuary. Now, he hasn't got the most appropriate name. I've just been straight about this. I'm not trying to be funny, but he's got an odd name for someone who had cigarette butts put out on his head. He's called Blaze. Now, I think they might have come up with a better name for the prairie dog. However, it says here, a little dog whose cruel former owner used to stub cigarettes out on his head is searching for a caring family to give him a fresh start in life. He's a white and tan Jack Russell Terrier called Blaze. He was badly abused as a puppy, and indeed he has the little scars that show that he's had a rough time. But he's an absolutely gorgeous little thing. Let me speak to Sheila. Sheila, good morning.
Hi, Frank. Good morning.
Sheila, you're right across Blaze. You're with the Mid Antrim Animal Sanctuary, is that right?
I am, yes. I'm an animal care assistant here.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that anyone would be as cruel as to hurt a little puppy like that.
It is, yes. It's such a hard thing to understand how someone could do it, yeah.
So, unfortunately, it has been done, but now Blaze, and just as I say again, odd name for him, but did you christen him, or was that his original name?
No, this is the original name. Well, the name that had come from the past home anyway, so we stuck with it.
Okay, so as we dote of a thing needs a home. People would be queuing up. He's the most delightful wee terrier.
He is absolutely fantastic. He has made quite a big impact here. He is so loving and full of life. He really just wants to be with people all the time. He's fantastic.
And do you have many dogs that need rehomed, you know, post-Christmas, or is Blaze just a bit of a one-off?
No, we do. We've got about 35 dogs here at the minute. We've already had some Christmas puppies brought in, and we do have quite a variety of things here at the minute.
So if someone wanted Blaze, what's the procedure? Because I'm sure you just don't hand them out to the first well-meaning person that turns up at your gate.
No, there is an adoption process to go through. The best thing to do would be to come and see him face-to-face. He's such a happy wee character, but he is going to need a lot of work for anybody. He's very, very energetic, and he just does need some training and a few things as well. He probably wouldn't be suited to a home with young children because of his energy levels and his background history. So anybody that comes in, has a wee look at him, they'll get to come out, take him for a walk and see how they get on. And then we'll do a whole home check and adoption process. So we'll just come out to make sure the house and the garden is the sort of environment that we're looking for Blaze.
Would he be a snappy wee boy?
No, but he does do, he likes to chase wee things, you know, toys and things like that. He's a typical wee terrier, and they are full of life. They're on the go all the time. So for anybody that knows a terrier breed or they've had Jack Russells before and know what they're like, he would be ideally suited for that sort of a home.
Delightful dogs they are. Wonderful. Just that picture in the paper this morning of them standing in the snow there. melt your heart, never mind the snow. The other side of the argument, or the other side of the, I suppose, the facility that you have here, and is always comes up on this programme, is the stray cats and whatever. Do you have cats? Because I'm looking at a text here from Brenda, who said she would much prefer to rehome a cat than a dog. Do you do that?
We do have cats here too. We have, I think we've got about 25 or 26 cats here at the minute. All different backgrounds, all different ages. Definitely there's quite a few cats here available for rehoming.
So if people want to get in contact with you, how do they do that, Sheila?
They can give us a phone call, email, they can Facebook, or they can pop in any time during our opening hours and come in and have a wee look around. It is always best, because the turnover of animals can be so quick, the best thing to do would be to pop in any time that we're open and have a look.
Okay, where exactly are you?
We're on the Greystone Road in Antrim.
Greystone Road, Antrim, Mid-Antrim Animal Sanctuary. And certainly Blaze will be waiting to give a wee bark to you. Thanks, Sheila. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Not a bother. What a delightful little dog. And shame on whoever that person was that stubbed out cigarette butts on the dog's head. You just have to be such a twisted, evil person to do the like of that. A poor wee mate.